ready to up our screencasting game. We're diving into those awesome video tutorials, and we've got expert Chepchny Mutai's advice to guide us.
This is going to be good.
We're talking about what you, the client, need to know before even thinking about hiring a producer.
Mutai's right on the money with this stuff, you know? People don't realize how much goes into a screencast that really works. It's not just hitting record, right?
So true. Okay, let's jump right in. Mutai's first point, the script. He's all about having a detailed outline at least, if not a full script, before you even start production. I gotta admit, sometimes I wonder, is that really essential? Can't a good editor work their magic even without a super tight script?
Oh, a good editor can work wonders, no doubt. But giving them a script, it's like giving a builder a blueprint. It makes everything so much smoother. Remember that project I was telling you about where the client just wanted to wing it?
Oh, no, this doesn't sound good.
It turned into a nightmare. Should've been a one-week project, turned into a whole month of editing back and forth because we kept rearranging footage, budget went through the roof, everyone was stressed.
Ouch. So we're not just talking time and money here, we're talking avoiding a total production meltdown.
Exactly. A script keeps everyone on track from the get-go. Tight, focused presentation, no rambling, and like Mutai says, it can cut your presentation time way down, like sometimes even by half. Plus, you can break your screencast into those nice, digestible modules. Viewers can jump to the good parts, the stuff they really need.
So smart, especially for people who want to find specific info fast. It's about making it user-friendly, too.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on to Mutai's next gem. Professional voiceovers. I get it, a polished voice just makes it sound so much more, well, professional. But is it always necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, you know, budget-conscious clients.
I hear you on the budget, for sure. But think about it. Ever watched a documentary with one of those amazing narrators where the voice just pulls you in?
Oh, absolutely. A good voice makes all the difference, especially when you're trying to learn something new. Keeps you hooked.
Exactly. It's engagement, right? A pro voice just adds that credibility, keeps people listening. They actually learn better that way.
So important. Mutai talks about sites like Upwork and Fiverr for finding good voiceover talent. And he even says often, producers will handle that part for you. Huge relief if you're not sure where to even start.
Huge. And that takes us right back to clear communication. Having a solid partnership with your producer. Delegation is great, but you gotta trust them to find the right voice.
Speaking of producers and projects, Mutai's next tip is about timelines, setting those realistic expectations. He says for a 2 to 5 minute video, production could be 1 to 3 days. Is that pretty standard, or can things get messy depending on the project?
Oh, totally. It's like a simple screencast, basic slides, not much editing. Yeah, 1 to 3 days, doable. But then you start adding those fancy animations, on-screen demos, revisions upon revisions. Those timelines, they can stretch out, believe me.
It's easy to get so caught up in the creative side, you forget about the clock ticking.
Right. That's why that first chat with your producer is so key. Not just about the big vision, but the nitty-gritty. What's actually doable in the time you have with the budget you have?
Got to set those expectations right from the start. Avoid any nasty surprises later.
Exactly. And speaking of things that can trip people up, video quality. Mutai's big on this. Might seem simple, but you'd be surprised.
You mean like HD versus all that? Does it really matter that much?
It does. It's about knowing where your video is going to live, ultimately. Like a quick social media thing. Doesn't need to be super high-end. But a promo video for your website, whole different story.
Right, you want that sharp, professional look.
Exactly, and even then, there's levels to it, right?
Yeah.
4K video is awesome, super clear. But if you're uploading it somewhere that only handles HD, it's like, what's the point? Just eats up bandwidth.
Gotta find that sweet spot. Quality where it counts, but no need to go overboard.
A good producer will walk you through all that techie stuff. Make sure you're not sacrificing quality, but also not wasting resources.
And again, that conversation early on just saves headaches later.
100%. It's all connected. Communication is key.
So, quick recap on what we've got from Mutai so far. Good script, pro voiceover, realistic deadlines, clear vision for video quality, like the foundation of a good screencast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like building a house.
Yeah.
Got to have those strong foundations.
And you know what's wild? Even with all that, the script, the voice, the tech stuff.
Yeah.
There's this whole other layer that can make or break it.
You're going to say the human element, aren't you?
Exactly. That client-producer relationship. Think about it. You've got your vision all mapped out, amazing script, but then the communication breaks down.
Hmm.
Missed deadlines, misunderstandings. The final product isn't even close.
Recipe for disaster.
Total disaster. Mutai nails it when he talks about finding a producer who's not just good technically, but gets your vision, communicates well, values your input.
It's more than just client producer. It's like A partnership. Right.
Exactly. A true collaboration. That shared excitement, that open back and forth. That's what makes the screencast really sing.
Love that. So big takeaways from this deep dive with Mutai: that well-crafted script, the power of a great voiceover, realistic deadlines, and knowing your video quality needs, like the essential checklist.
It's empowering, you know. You've got knowledge to share. And by nailing these things, finding the right partner, you can make it shine, really connect with people.
So true. To everyone listening, as you're planning your screencast, remember, it's not just a video, it's an experience you're creating. Find that producer who gets you, talk it out, and go make something awesome.